The City of Bloomington plans to distribute $800,000 in Community Development Block Grant funds this year. The Community Kitchen, Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, and Hoosier Hills Food Bank are to receive $25,000 each to fund emergency needs. Monroe County United Ministries and the Boys and Girls Club of Bloomington are in line to receive non-emergency funding. The city receives Community Development Block Grant funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development annually. A local Citizens Advisory Committee reviews grant applications and then recommends how to allocate the funds. The Bloomington Redevelopment Commission approved the recommended CDBG allocations yesterday. Commission member Sue Scambaluri sits on the Citizens Advisory Committee for Social Services. Scambaluri told the committee in its meeting yesterday that not all of the social service grant applications could be funded.
I think the nature of the proposals that came in this year didn't lend themselves to partial funding as well as they sometimes do. If you look at CDBG or Jack Hopkins, some years that it works very well and they could accomplish a lot with 10, even if that was just a portion. This year that wasn't quite the case with the project. So we tried to balance, and I think we hit a pretty good balance between emergency needs like Community Kitchen and Mother Hubbard's Cupboard and Hoosier Hills Food Bank, and non-emergency needs like Boys and Girls Club and Macam.
The City of Bloomington is also in line to receive a portion of the 65% of grant funds allocated for physical improvement projects. The Planning Department will receive money for pedestrian improvements at Adams Street and Kirkwood Avenue. The Housing and Neighborhood Development Department will receive funds to support owner-occupied rehabilitation projects. HAND Program Manager Robert Wolford said three local social service agencies will receive full funding for their proposed improvement projects.
Mother Hubbard's Cupboard is being allocated $70,000 for physical improvements. This will rehab part of the interior. Middleway House was allocated $20,000 to replace an existing fire alarm and smoke detector system at 408 South Washington. Life Designs Highland Group Home Renovations was allocated $25,000. Life Designs Crawford Apartment 2 was allocated $12,400 to control access and security at the facility. Centerstone was allocated $20,000 to replace the roof at 121 South Hopewell, or North Hopewell. And Centerstone also received $45,000 to do an accessible ramp at 635 South Rogers.
Wolford said the committee also allocated $65,000 to Habitat for Humanity of Monroe County. Habitat plans to build a 50-home neighborhood on land adjacent to Bloomington's RCA Park. Habitat's original request was for $225,000 for infrastructure improvements for the planned neighborhood. Commission member Mary Alice Rickard asked why the agency was only getting a fraction of their request. Commission member Dave Walters sits on the Physical Improvements Citizens Advisory Committee. Walters said the proposed subdivision is still in the early stages of development.
It's a substantial amount of land that they've acquired for development, with scattered sites that they're already building on and being 1 to 2 years before they got through that backlog. So we also were looking at that saying, okay, well, it's not immediate need, but then within the timing of how budgets work around here, we can probably come back the following year and pick up some more funding for that.
According to HAND Program Manager Wolford, the city may not actually receive the CDBG funds until September, so the recommended allocations are estimates. He said the city has a contingency plan in the event grant funding falls short. In other business, Economic Development Director Alex Crowley updated the City of Bloomington Redevelopment Commission on the city's Trades District garage. The Bloomington Common Council approved building the new garage late last year. Crowley said the city recently released a request for qualifications on the project. Interested contractors must submit their responses by February 25th. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Don Guerra.